This month, Shakespeare's 400th birthday is being celebrated across the globe, and Theatre Emory is joining in on the celebration. This week, they are doing an experiment. Professor Jan Akers is directing an all-female cast of As You Like It, and Professor Tim McDonough is directing an all-male cast. I spoke with the professors about why they wanted to do these two different productions.
We were mindful that the original production was an all-male production. Women were not allowed on the stage in England until after the restoration of the theaters in the reign of Charles II.
So that was some 40-plus years after Shakespeare died.
That's right. There is also a contemporary movement which is in England and the United States and around the world of women who have a delimited number of roles written for them by Shakespeare, great roles, but smaller in number, who want to play parts that have traditionally been played by males. So we were interested, without any particular agenda about the gender differences, to see how the plays would speak differently to audiences given an all-male cast and given an all-female cast.
One of the other considerations was actually quite practical. Because this is a launch of our focus on Shakespeare, we wanted as many students as possible to be involved. And some of our students are being introduced to Shakespeare for the first time in performance. Right now we have 21 in both companies, along with 7 professionals. And we felt that this would be, because As You Like It has themes that resonate with young people, that this would be a great beginning.
As You Like It also has themes about gender confusion and disguises.
Yes.
Are we getting very meta here if we have women playing men disguised as women?
Yes, it does get complicated. And I think that that's actually great fun and part of, I think, what will be an interesting experience for our audiences. I should note that we have not seen each other's rehearsals, so it'll be a surprise. We understand the productions are quite different. But I will say that within our company, the actors in the female company are really interested in these human beings that they're playing, their traits, their confusions, their complexities. And while we've had some specific conversations about gender, we just decided to dive in and see what surfaced. And I would say one of the most interesting questions in our version of the play is Rosalind's decision at the end to reveal herself and what that means for a young woman to drop her disguise of a young man, a disguise that has allowed her to be a particular kind of human being, to maybe say things that she might not have said if she were herself. So we've had several discussions about that risky decision that she makes at the end of the play.
As far as You Like It and theatrical conceits, the play is very strongly self-conscious about its theatricality. It is the play that gave us the famous speech, "All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players." And in fact, that's one of the thematic problems for characters in the play who are deciding whether to trust one another. But if we are all men and women play-acting our identities, can we be trusted? And since I'm play-acting my identity, can I be trusted?
Seems that Shakespeare would not have approved of the method approach to acting, would he then?
Well, let's see. I wonder about that, bringing one's experience into the roles itself. I know that in our contemporary approach to process and to these contemporary productions, we have asked our, particularly our students, to really bring themselves to the role and to maybe tap into some of their own experiences as young people. I mean, we have a cast anywhere from students anywhere from 18 to 21 years old. So they are, like the rest of us, constructing their identities as they're in process putting this project together. we were faced with the challenge, given this strong theme in As You Like It, about identity and seeking one's self, where is Arden in a modern production? And rather than it being a generic forest, where might Arden take place? So we decided that we would set Arden in the Nevada desert at the Burning Man Festival.
Why?
We did that because Burning Man is a really exciting and interesting social experiment. It's where people go to self-express, to reinvent themselves, maybe to seek a new identity. And they create artworks there, they perform, and it's a performative atmosphere that made sense with Shakespeare's self-conscious nod that we are in a theater.
I understand how a woman playing Hamlet or King Lear might highlight things about a male psyche that an audience wouldn't otherwise mm-hmm. have questioned mm-hmm. or perhaps even perceive. Mm-hmm. How does this gender separation of castes take on that?
In terms of the male cast, I think several things have happened. One is that it's a space in which males can claim ownership of certain qualities and decisions that have traditionally been ascribed to women. A young man named Orlando, who is central to the play, is taking care of old Adam, who has more or less fainted en route to Arden because of lack of food. And Orlando goes into a campsite, which turns out to be the Duke's campsite, and demands as a robber that he should be given food. And he says, I want to go off. I won't take any food myself until I take care of this old man. And the image that he uses is that of a doe going to take care of her lamb. It's a feminine image, self-reference to a male. So the idea that one might be less secure about one's identity than males are supposed to be in our culture, that one might be seen as a love object in the way that women have especially experienced in our society, is a real discovery. It also reveals that for contemporary society, there is a good deal more gender fluidity than was the case in Shakespeare's day.
Are you concerned about the audience being distracted by the same-sex cast?
I don't think they will be. And the reason I say that is because I don't believe the actors are. I believe for them, the process feels really seamless now. We just checked in about this last night in conversation. And the professionals, as well as the students, were saying, you know, I just sometimes have to remind myself that I'm a woman playing Oliver. I will say we had one very funny moment in rehearsal in which Celia and Rosalind react to Orlando's presence. And we improvised, and it became very much about two young women in a moment of sort of like groupies seeing their favorite rock star. And after that improv was over, of course, we talked about that felt like a very female, young female moment, younger than the actresses who are actually in the role. And we have a young woman playing Touchstone, and a lot of Touchstone's language is body language. And the question was, how does she play that? And so she's made a decision to be quite physical. She and I had a discussion a little bit about observing male physicality. So I think she's done a little bit of research on that. So that was her choice to take her observations from going out into society or watching her male peers and trying to put some of that in her own body.
With the same-sex cast, do you expect the audience to be predominantly male for the all-male production and female for the all-women's cast?
Well, ideally, we hope audience members will see both projects, because what we're interested in is what they noticed, what came into focus, what themes seem to be maybe emphasized more in one production than another. and approaches to roles. When we finish this project, we're actually doing a lot of documentation and archiving of the process and the productions themselves, and we plan to interview two by two the actors in roles so that they can actually get together finally in the same room and talk about how they approach the roles in different ways.
Oh, they've rehearsed entirely
differently
apart.
With the exception of we chose two sections of the play to stage in the same way. One is the wrestling match, so that the physicality would be the same, and the second is the wedding event at the end. And if audiences will be willing to see both productions, we could say that our experiment has succeeded and that we may have opened up As You Like It to a broader perspective.
I noticed that in looking at photos of the cast and those who play the different characters, you're also representing race on stage.
Yes.
In a way that Shakespeare never did.
Yes.
Is this a deliberate attempt to be inclusive in the way that offering the women the meatier men's roles is?
Well, I think what you're looking at is our theater students. These are students that have been involved in productions and readings and in our classes. And what one of our goals at Theater Emory is for young people to know that these are all their stories as well.
All the world's a stage, and all the world's very multicultural right now, particularly on campuses, where we may be ahead of the demographic curve. Interestingly, in the male production, as it happens, two of the actors who auditioned are international students from China, who are theater majors and very talented. English is their second language, but they're doing very well with the Shakespeare. You will, in the male cast, hear from Phoebus and Silius, because they are cast together. You will hear some Chinese scattered in.
Really?
To the production, yes. You will hear the English of it for it, too, because they will repeat themselves. But it's very funny and very charming and very reflective of the fact that they may go back and forth between languages, and that's the world that we live in.
Jan Akers and Tim McDonough, thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us, Lois.